Cartoonist Sandra Boynton is a publishing phenomenon. Since the 1970s, she's produced thousands of greeting cards featuring quirky animals who are almost human. Many like to make puns and eat chocolate. Boynton has also created more than 50 books and several music albums, including 2002's Grammy-nominated Philadelphia Chickens, on which stars like Meryl Streep sing Boynton's offbeat lyrics.
Nobody understands me, though mammally blit each day. Nobody understands me, but I guess Zook Lobble that way.
Now Sandra Boynton has taken her talents to jigsaw puzzles, and she joins us to talk about them. Welcome.
Thank you.
So jigsaw puzzles might seem kind of old-fashioned, but they really had a resurgence during the pandemic. Is that why you decided to make a few of your own?
It is. I couldn't help but notice everyone that I knew was doing jigsaw puzzles, and I thought, well, I'm not very good at doing the jigsaw puzzles, but I might be able to design some. So that's what I did.
We'll try to describe them. We're on the radio, of course, but they're funny, quirky designs. It's a 1,000-piece puzzle in which you have to search for hidden cows, a 500-piece puzzle featuring these complaining chickens. They're complaining about how the puzzle is too hard or too easy, or I need more pieces. Where did the idea come from?
The idea for that particular one, which is called Puzzle Complaints, is when I was working with the publisher, which is Workman, on them, and I did some submissions. And the reactions I got back from different people were all over the board. It needs more space. It needs less space. It needs... So at a certain point, I did that puzzle as a joke. I sent it to them in response to, you know, all right, here are all the complaints I've been hearing. And to their credit, they loved it. And so that's one of the puzzles.
I love that. And it also feels kind of like an inside joke for avid puzzlers who may have the same complaints about puzzles in general if they've done many. I understand, Sandra, that your grandfather loved doing jigsaw puzzles. I wonder if that's something you did with him growing up and if that planted a seed for this most recent work of yours.
I did. I was not much help on them, but I loved help organizing like the edge pieces. You know, he'd give me the task of find the ones with the straight line. He was phenomenal at them. And I remember he even at one point did one that's called Bullseye, and it's just a huge red circle. He did it in no time. I mean, it seems an impossible puzzle to do. But he was a very precise person and had that kind of mind. My mind is a little more chaotic.
Well, the chaos comes through a little bit in some of the designs. I love the confetti and the streamers falling in this birthday puzzle. It's 300 pieces, and it's this very clever play on words. Instead of happy birthday to you, it says hippo birdie to yous, with a hippopotamus, a bird, and a couple of sheep. This is also probably your most popular greeting card design.
Oh my goodness, so many years ago. That was 1975, and it's still in print. It's been, as a card, it's been in print continuously since 1975. It's the most popular thing I've ever done. So really my life since then has been a complete failure, I think. Just, you know, you just can't seem to,
you peaked early,
to compete with my younger self.
Well, one of the things I like about it, this is sort of nerdy, but I like the plays on words for kids as an educational tool. It's a chance to talk about, here are the variations of how you spell two, or here are the different ways that you spell deer, and they mean different things. So it's very clever. That's cartoonist Sandra Boynton. And to see some of these jigsaw puzzles, take a look at hereandnow.org. Sandra Boynton, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was nice to talk with you.